Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to break up a couple. Wait, this couple can't. Wait, I forgot. Let's just sing.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What's going on, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Tanner and Kelsey. They are trying to pick sides in a divorce.
Mm. Oh, see, I knew there was divorce in it, so that's why I was confused. Okay. Kelsey won the toss here. Kelsey?
Yay.
How can we help?
Well, we're good friends with another couple, and as you said, so their names are Mike and Shelby, and they're unfortunately going through a divorce.
Okay.
Since they're splitting up, I just kind of feel like, my husband Tanner, who's good friends with Mike, but he just needs to stop hanging out with him. I mean, I've known Shelby since, like, I think it was like elementary school.
Okay.
I mean, or somewhere around there. We were really little kids and, you know, we had holiday parties together. It's just going to be so awkward. And I mean, I want to support Shelby and, you know, we can't invite Mike. So,
okay. So hold on. So you're saying their divorce means one of you has to lose a friend. Like you can't, he can't stay friends with him and you stay friends with her. Because
wouldn't you say that's kind of standard?
Well, we've been friends for much longer, but
you kind of have to, right? What
it feels normal that this happens.
He can't be friends with a guy that they went through a divorce.
Hey. Bud, you've been through a divorce more than once, and that was mean.
It does kind of happen.
Like it kind of naturally happens, right?
Yeah, this isn't natural. This is her with a scalpel saying you
but
don't get to
I
be friends
I think she
anymore.
Wants to make sure that the natural happens the correct way.
Thank you.
Or her.
I'm breaking protocol. Tanner, let's get you in here right away. Tanner?
Yay.
Why do you think you should still be friends with Mike?
Well, Mike and I are good friends. You know, we hang out together. We go golfing regularly. I just don't think it's fair, you know, that, you know, she expects me to end my friendship with Mike. It's not like Mike did anything wrong. It's not like he cheated or anything.
Just the relationship fell apart.
Right.
Okay.
You know, break
and
up.
She didn't cheat
time,
either.
Right?
Nothing. Right.
Yeah. No cheating. Okay. Just didn't work out.
That can happen.
They're both really great. Love Mike and Shelby. But you know, her argument about the party. I mean, it's not our job to police. You know, different relationship dynamics. Would we have a party?
But to be a good friend, you don't usually invite your friend's exes to your party.
Okay.
He's my friend, so. So maybe we shouldn't invite Shelby. I mean, I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends. It's hard to find a good guy friend. You guys know how it is. I mean, Kelsey has lots of friends.
I can so already I feel this room is not, like, this isn't going well. Because you really think she's right, Erica.
I just think that we all know people have gotten divorced, right? And I think you naturally choose a side. And you have to be really careful about who's coming to what. Like, I don't think it's that crazy that you're only inviting one to these parties.
Okay, but let me ask you this question then. Because this is what I'm taking away from their argument. She's saying, if we're choosing a side, I get to keep Shelby because of longevity of friendship.
Right.
He's saying, exactly. I get to keep Mike because I only have a limited number of friends. Which one's more important? How
it's
long?
It's kind of quality versus quantity.
Correct.
But you can't make new old friends.
But guys can't make friends, period.
I'm like jealous. Like, you know a guy?
Won't it be like a complete disaster if we invite both of them?
Well, they don't both have to come. They can work that out. But you're asking Tanner to not golf with this dude. Like, you're doing two different things at the same time. You're saying, what about this party? And I get that that party, like any of your holiday get-togethers, your summer barbecue, like whatever you guys are going to do.
With the kids that you always did. Yes, I don't know if you have kids.
All
but
that stuff is going to be different. But you're saying in order to facilitate that, he's got to cut Mike completely out.
The alternative is he sees Mike every week. They golf together.
And then
we're throwing the huge party. Sorry, man, you can't come. No, sorry, you can come. Talk to your ex-wife about it.
Shelby's not coming.
Why would Shelby not be coming to the party?
Do you hang out?
How is their divorce? Is it amicable? What's the word?
Amicable.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound.
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Not at the moment.
Slacker, you weren't with this one, and now you guys are good.
Would you want to go to a party? No.
Okay, great. So who gets invited?
We both do. And then I'm like, hey, do you really want to go to that?
You talk to her about it? But you don't talk to her, like, or just ignore her at the party?
Well, I mean, but that's, we're years and years out.
Right.
Like, I get where you're at right now. It is unreasonable, Erica, for her to demand he lose a friend. As a dude who, like, we don't make a lot of friends. We just don't.
I don't have any friends here.
So
rude.
Wouldn't you, like, what?
Except you guys.
But,
like, it's not, how many more friends does she really have? She literally can't go back in time and be like, you know what? I'm going to choose a different person from elementary school to become friends with so that I have them in the future.
Okay. I don't know. You want to say the phone number?
Yeah, 303-222-5423. Call or text. I'm like,
Kelsey, it's kind of like, it sounds like you're implying that Shelby would like be upset if she found out that Tanner and Mike were still spending time together. And that's what bothers me. Part of what bothers me, like, about breakups or divorce, especially, is like, you're done. You have no say over that person's life anymore.
You don't.
Like, that's what you decided is, I'm done. And so this person gets to do whatever they want now. Right?
But she's expecting her friend's husband to fall in line.
Well, right. No. But the problem is then, what about her husband? Is she allowed to ask that he don't spend time with someone?
You're allowed to ask. But it doesn't sound like Tanner wants to do it.
Yeah.
So now what?
I don't know. I agree that when you break up, you don't get a say. But when you're a married couple.
So this has become your problem. I don't know the answer. I've been in situations like this. For sure, it kind of naturally.
Especially over time, but maybe not now.
Yeah. Especially when they're in the thick of the ugly part of their divorce.
Yeah.
And is it worth it to save a big blow up at your party? Kind of like what Erica said. Like, are you protecting yourself in the big picture by going, oh, we just don't want it. We just want people to come and have a nice time, and we don't want anyone screaming.
Right. No, that's absolutely what we want. And it's sort of like, you know, I have a very complicated family thing, and, you know, Tanner doesn't. And I'm just like, I just want a nice time.
Okay, but Kelsey, nobody cheated, right?
Yeah.
So is Shelby so immature that she can't?
Or is Mike?
Great, either one. It's like, hey, usual party, we've invited both of you. House is big enough. How about you be in the living room? You be in the kitchen. Like, figure it out. But is she going to blow? If either one of them are going to blow up, those aren't great people to be my friends anyway.
My, like, childhood best friend lives here. I'd be devastated if they were having a party and they were like, you're going to have to figure out if you get to come or your ex gets to come. That's wild.
No, both come and just be a mature adult.
I don't think I would want them there if we were in the thick of it.
Can we come?
Or when I go to the pool to swim and it's like kids hour. And then after that, you know, the adults get the Laplands. So just feel like you're doing it in shifts.
Yeah,
this is stressing me out.
Okay.
Like, I don't want
okay.
This is so.
But here's what you're not hearing. We're going to get people in here. At no point, and I'm not saying he's a better person than you, but at no point has Tanner went, you can't be friends with Shelby.
Well, he did
Shelby.
Suggest it.
No, he.
He did.
As a reaction to her going, you don't get to.
Okay, like, I just want to make it clear. Yeah. He did suggest it.
I'm just saying, that makes as much sense as her asking me not to. It doesn't make sense.
You seem nice, Tanner. I have nothing against you.
I have a lot against you, right? I need a list of your exes, and I'm going to invite them to everything do from this point forward.
You would not like them.
There is one guy who was from this town, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, he still lives here, but also as far as I know.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to find him and get him to everything. All right.
Can I come?
Tanner, Kelsey, hang on. We're going to get you a jury, and you'll be able to figure this out. I hate that it turns into this.
Yeah.
You don't.
And you're making so many other people react to the decisions that you know, the other couple made.
Everyone's uncomfortable. It's so immature. Like, just figure it out.
All right. So do they have to blow up all friendships? Does she win because she's been friends longer? Does he win because guys just typically have fewer friends?
I don't know if that's a great argument.
If she has 300 friends and he's got one, he's got three friends. He's got his golfing buddies. That's it.
Mm-hmm. 300 friends doesn't mean they're all 300 from elementary school and know everything about you.
He
and
probably
have
doesn't
by
even know the friends'
everything.
Last names. That's the problem.
303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
think.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
The RSVP window for the Colorado Dunn Party.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating the newest citizen of Colorado.
Mm.
With a whole bunch of Colorado prizes and stuff. It is open right now at alice1059.com. RSVP now, and we'll give you all the details about the party.
Does this new Colorado, Coloradan, whatever, know how to talk?
No, it's just. Anyway, alice1059.com, RSVP right now. We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Kelsey and Tanner, and it's actually turned into a bit of a studio debate as well.
Everyone versus Erica.
They
love that.
They have friends who are going through divorce, and as happens, you start to choose sides.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to continue to see her good friend since childhood, Shelby,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to continue to see his friend in this relationship, Mike.
Yeah, who I don't know that he says it. I'm sure he met Mike through Shelby. Like, does that change it at all?
I know.
You know, like the only reason they're friends is because. The wives
matter.
Were friends.
And I don't need the origin story of your friendship. If you're friends with that guy, man, you're friends with that guy.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's like.
I have to admit some hypocrisy a little bit here. There was a relationship I was in where I became friends with all of his group of friends. And when we broke up, I stayed and he no longer.
Oh.
No, you know what? Actually, they didn't see him. I stand by my point.
Kelsey, Tanner, we're gonna get some callers here. We have some texts to read and we'll tell you which friend of yours dies.
Oh my gosh.
Karen?
Yay.
Whose side are you on in this ridiculous
thing? I'm kind of on his.
Okay.
But, I mean, I feel like everybody's saying, well, it naturally happens. You got to pick a side. If it naturally happens, just let it naturally happen.
But what do you do about an impending party?
Yeah.
Do you invite them both and let it happen on its own that way?
Yeah.
Let one of them bow out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're, especially since there was no infidelity. I mean, they're the ones that are getting the divorce. Let them deal with it. Go to your friend and say, this is how we feel. This is what's happening. We want you there. But it's up to them to figure out their breakup.
Or it's up to them to ruin your party.
Well, but then that's on them.
Can I just ask, Karen, because this infidelity came up like 300 times in the previous thing, and it's coming up again. Let's say she cheated. Does that automatically make her a deplorable human being that can no longer be friends with anyone? Or could Kelsey forgive her and go...
No, I think it makes it harder. But no, I mean... if your friend, your friends... And I think this is a very girl thing. And... You know, I've got friends from this back in this time and that, but it is, I've got three adult boys and it is hard for them to make friends. And
isn't it hard for everyone to make friends as adults?
I think it's much harder for guys. I really do.
You are emotional creatures and you can put yourself out there. Women
guys
just seem to like
social as women are.
Yeah.
I mean, women will strike up a conversation in a grocery store line.
Yes.
And say, let's stop at Starbucks, and they're friends. Guys don't do that. And I feel like, and maybe it's just because I have three boys, but man, generationally, we have switched to the point where I think men in general, but white men, they don't get a break on anything. And I think that is so unfair.
I'm nervous.
Thank you for the call.
Women don't get much of a break on much either, but that's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going here. Diane?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Thank you.
If these are such good friends, why cannot they control themselves and respect whose house they are in? And not carry on in someone's house. I mean, can't they be mature adults?
No.
Listen.
I don't think
she's making good points. And in order, you just can't let her have.
She's talking like Yoda.
She did a little Yoda talk in there.
Yeah, but he was wise.
I already know that what you will need.
Right. No.
But
no, I get what she's saying.
Yeah, but you don't like it, so you're just focusing on her Yodaing out on there. Thank you.
I think that if a lot of these people were in this position, they would feel differently.
Aston?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Wow, this is starting to become a landslide. Okay, why?
She doesn't need to police who his friends are. And they need to grow up.
Thank you.
I'm honestly impressed that Tanner is even defending his friend. Like, I don't know that if my wife was like, you cannot see that person anymore, I'd probably just go, okay.
Really?
Because I don't know that I have anybody that's like that strongly of a friend. I'm impressed that he has a friend that close, that he feels enough like
I have one. I have one.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. My dad has one friend. Mm. He doesn't need to lose his friend because they're getting divorced.
Mm. That's true. Does your dad know his friend's last name?
Yes.
I don't think he does. You don't have to know that. Let's get one more in here. Lee?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Okay.
I agree with everything that Slacker was saying about how it's hard for guys to make friends. Mm-hmm. I think that's unfair that she's making him choose not to be friends with the guy. So,
all right. Mm. I liked it. I just wanted to hear you say you agree with everything I say. So I appreciate the call. Here's the thing. Kelsey, you got smoked.
Yeah. Fair.
But what I'm hearing most of all,
I'm not making him do anything. I'm just panicking about our friend's impending divorce.
I get why she's panicking.
I do too, but it, guess what?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like.
You guys
don't want to get divorced.
You don't want to get a divorce. Exactly. So then let your husband have his friend. You have your friend, and they are getting a divorce. They have to sort it out.
Kelsey, it's not our problem.
Yep.
Mm. And we never quite nailed down.
But I think.
Are we invited to the party? Or?
You are not. And if you were, you would cling to their friendship.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.